good evening. Sorry we're late. There was a little misscheduling. This is the August 27th, 2014 meeting of the Personnel Committee. I'm Kim Kaufman. I'm the secretary. The chair, Janice Lane Ewart, was not feeling well. She hopefully will be on, but in the meantime, I'm chairing for her. So I'm going to take the roll. Janice Lane Ewart, not present. Lydia Brazan. Jim Brown.
Here.
Jana Coleman.
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
Kim Kaufman, present. Lizette King.
Yes, here.
Jana Coburn.
Present.
Hank Lamb.
Present.
Doreen Roberts. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Okay, we have quorum. So I sent out the agenda. Did everybody get it?
Better if you would say, did anybody not get it?
Did anybody not get it? All right, then. Does anybody want to make a motion to approve it?
Point of order, Janet Kay.
Yeah.
Or point of procedure. Would you read it out for the listeners?
Yes, the listeners and the committee who may not. Okay, we have roll call. Approve the August 19th minutes. Just a point of information, our next regular meeting is on September 15th. And to schedule an additional meeting or meetings, I gave some available dates if we want to do that. And then to finish up with questions about distribution of resumes to committee, finalize qualifications for ED and checklist for grading resumes, finalize process for taking SurveyMonkey to rate, and then adjourn. And then we have a closed session, which has been posted elsewhere.
It's Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Okay, go ahead.
I had some additions to the agenda that I sent at 4:58 p.m.
Uh-huh.
I feel I'm missing something.
Okay, did anybody receive them? Do you want to?
How about did anybody not receive them?
Do you want to read them, Jose Luis?
Yes. One is I would like. We should discuss the mandate of this committee and where that mandate originates from. And two, what are the limitations of this committee's decisions? That's for the open. For the closed session.
I'd rather not. We can wait until the close to add, you know, the agenda, if you don't mind.
It's what's posted. It's nothing confidential. It's nothing that requires it to be confidential. It's
correct.
The same information of what is the source that we are looking at to adopt the Pacifica handbook by Pacifica.
Bylaws and everything are all public.
Point of information.
And then, okay, go ahead.
Who?
Janet Coburn.
So, Jose Luis, where on the agenda would you put these items?
For the open session, it's I just think it should be first. I don't have the.
It should be what?
It should be first. We should determine what the mandate of this committee is and where its source is, because otherwise we're spinning our wheels. And once we figure that out, then figure out then any decisions we make. What weight does it have, and what can we do with it?
Okay. Hank, and then I'd like to speak. Go ahead, Hank.
Well, I agree with him. You know, where our direction comes from as, you know, either bylaws or standing rules of the PND. And that's the wellspring of our work. If we don't have a clear understanding of that, we can get off base real quick.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that this is sort of a philosophical discussion that, in my opinion, should be at the PNB level. I don't think we can decide what the mandate should be, might be, you know, any of this philosophical discussion. We do have right now a job in front of us. Whether, you know, wherever it came from, that's what we're in the middle of. And so I think we have, you know, enough work to do with that. And I welcome this discussion at the national level, but I'll take a vote, but I object to adding this on the agenda tonight because we do have other stuff that we need to do.
Under what guidance, if you don't know what you're doing or where the power comes from and what
can
it
I,
means?
Hey,
you haven't been
Janet Kay, point of information.
Janet, go ahead.
So, Kim, are you, as chair, temporary chair of this committee, ruling this out of order, or are you just, are you arguing against adding this? I'm confused.
Well, they're the same things. Either way you want to point it,
Well, if it's not the same thing.
It's not the same.
Okay, well, I'm not sure of the difference. Give me the choice again. And
are you ruling these additions to the agenda out of order, or are you arguing or discussing the motion?
Well, I'm doing both. As chair, I'm arguing. I guess I'm making a ruling, and then I'm arguing why I'm making that ruling. So I'm doing both.
Okay. So this is a discussion now of your ruling.
Why
is that out of order? If there is a discussion,
right.
Can I get to understand?
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, Hank to respect too.
Okay, Luzak, go ahead.
I endorse what you just said, Kim. We're in the middle of recruiting one of the most important officers of this organization. And to plunge us into a discussion like this at committee level makes little sense to me. What is our priority at the moment? We've been going through this I've been through this process for a whole year and more, not very long ago. And I see no need for this to be plunged into the middle of this exercise. It makes little sense.
All right. Thank you. Hank, you're next. Hank?
Excuse me. I was on mute. In the first place, we need to know under what authority you're the chair and can make this sort of decision before anything else happens. In the second place, it's a committee level responsibility to understand what the specific duties, where they're derived from. It's not a PNB event unless the PNB wants to weigh in and give direction to us. But they've done that with bylaws. They've done it with whatever standing rules and Robert's Rules of Order.
Duh.
And if it's not derived from there, then we are exercising for nothing.
Is there a stack?
Yeah, go ahead, Janet.
Can I? I have a point of information.
Okay, Luzak, go ahead.
Chair, are we doing anything now that we didn't do the last time we were recruiting, do you know?
I wasn't on this committee. I mean, this is what has been tasked by this committee. And other times, this committee is tasked with doing evaluations of the CFO and the ED. Since that is not, we don't have an ED to evaluate, and the CFO is not yet up for evaluation, that is what has fallen in the lap of this committee to do, and we are in the middle of it. So I'll take a few more, people on the
Richard
stack.
Richard to the stack.
Okay.
The committee, you can't stop discussion at all.
That's right.
Janet Kay, point of order or point of information?
There was somebody after Luzette.
I was, Janet.
Richard.
Coleman,
Richard.
Coleman,
yeah.
Coleman, Uzel, and then Coburn.
Yes, but I have a point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Janet. Okay.
All right, so are we discussing Jose Luis's motion to add these items, or are we discussing whether this is his motion is out of order or not?
Because I'm not sure
eventually,
what
eventually this will come to a vote. And what would we be voting on, Jose Luis's motion or?
Yes.
No.
Well, that's my opinion.
On your ruling.
Excuse me, Hank. We're voting on whether to put it on the agenda.
No, we're not. You ruled against it. We vote on your ruling first.
It is my turn.
Go ahead, Deanna Coleman.
You know, really what was at stake here is what everybody's opinion of the powers of any committee are. And whether a smaller group within some larger other group ruled by a slim majority should be able to be sure to control the smaller group, the committees, and to basically strip the personnel committee of any of its authorities and compliance patterns with the EEOC and the legality that's invested in such a committee, you would say, all that doesn't matter so much as what matters is where do the rights flow? Where in the bylaws? I mean, are we going to do the work of this committee, or are we going to debate what is a committee? Are you making are we running utopia here, or are we running an organization that needs a leader?
Thank you,
Janet K., point of information. Or
okay,
point of order. It's point of order.
Go ahead.
So we're discussing the agenda right now. Is it? Are we abiding
point of order?
That's not a point of order. That sounds like a question.
Point of order,
Hank. Information. I mean, I want to know whether we're limited to the 2-for and 2-against for setting the agenda.
No, unfortunately, we're not in this committee.
Hank, point of order?
Yes, Hank.
Well, my point of order is that we are not discussing his motion at this point. We're discussing your ruling to say that it's out of order.
No,
Excuse
me, Hank. You may be discussing that. The rest of us are discussing whether to put it on the agenda. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Now let's
you
move on.
It and we have questioned your ruling.
I
that comes before going ahead with the agenda item.
Fine. I am saying that we
Robert's
are discussing.
Rules of order.
Okay. I am saying we're discussing whether to put it on the agenda. Okay.
Are you withdrawing your ruling?
I didn't really make a ruling. We are discussing.
Yes, you did. You said twice that you were ruling it.
Okay, fine.
You said you were doing both.
Okay. You know what?
Sounds like
we have
enough.
Actual.
I mean,
business
make up your mind.
Do.
You either are or you aren't. You can't say twice that you are and then say that you're not.
Okay.
Janet Kay.
Go ahead, Janet Kay.
I call the question.
You can't do that in a committee, unfortunately.
You can't?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Richard Uzel is next.
Would you entertain a motion to make you the chair of the committee, the interim chair, or whatever it is, the chair for tonight?
Well, yeah. I mean, Janet's not here.
Okay, I will make that. Wait a minute. I'll make that motion because it was said earlier that I don't know.
You can't just take the authority.
Janet Kay, point of order.
Yes, Janet Kay.
We have a motion on the floor.
Yes, we do.
So we, I mean,
yes, thank you.
Additional motion.
Okay.
And a ruling.
Just any discussion on Uzel's motion?
I'd like
point of
information.
Uzel's motion. We have a Jose Luis's motion on the floor.
Oh boy, she's good at this.
It's the truth. And
okay.
We have a ruling against it.
Okay. Do people want to discuss further Jose Luis's motions? We are now, it's 6:00. Do we want to discuss this more, or is anybody ready to take a vote? You want to make a vote on my ruling? I'm fine with that. You want to make a vote on the agenda? I'm fine with that. Let's just get moving and deal with some business.
Well,
okay?
Try and use Robert's, please.
Robert, Hank, you have not been called on.
It doesn't matter. You're not the chair. You're just assumed the rights of the chair.
That's right. I have. Thank you very much.
You
Hank, you're not been called on.
To do it.
I haven't
been
the right
chair
because I am the secretary.
You have no authority to do it. So don't call me out of order when you're equally out of order.
This sounds like kindergarten.
Yes, it does.
It really does. I'm in charge.
Okay.
Hello? Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Whoa.
May I hear the motion again, please?
Which one?
Jose Luis's motion, the motion that's on the floor.
Is this Serene Roberts? Are you checking in? You're present now?
That's why I said Serene was a point of information.
Oh, I didn't hear your... I'm sorry, I did not hear your name. I just heard something. Okay, so you want to hear Jose Luis's motions. What is the mandate of this committee and its source? What are the limitations of this committee's decision?
Okay. And you've ruled that that's out of order?
That it's a if you want to say I've ruled, fine. I just said I think this is discussion. It doesn't belong here. If you want to have a philosophical discussion, it belongs at the PNB. That was my opinion.
Okay. Well, I mean, everybody has an opinion. Is that your ruling?
That was my opinion.
He said twice it was her ruling. Don't let her backpedal now.
It's irrelevant which one it is, in my opinion.
No, it's
it's not irrelevant. It's the Wayne Committee.
Are you saying it's your opinion that it's irrelevant whether it's your opinion?
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Go ahead, Jose Luis.
So the reason I put these two items, or I would like these two items discussed, is because there's been a lot of back and forth by Director Kaufman and the chair, Ms. Wilkinson, as well as other folks, about this committee's decisions that were made at the last meeting and whether or not they're valid or not and whether we can dictate or not. And I'm trying to figure out from this committee what weight do our decisions have so that our committee members can act accordingly and not presume they have authority that they don't, or if they do have that authority, I would like to know where it comes from.
Point of information, just really for the mechanism of this, about the mechanism of this committee. Does Jose Luis mean that? Oh, boy, this is... I don't know how to express this. It's about the inherent power of a committee. That's... I don't know why either under the under the bylaws, under all of the written documentation for such a position, or also... I think this is... you'll have to forgive me, but I think this is very diversionary, and it is philosophical, and it really does deserve to be somewhere on the menu, but not the top of it.
Are people ready to take a vote yet?
Well, not until we have some actual authority to even have a chair for this meeting, even hold the meeting. The chair's not present. The chair's not present, and the chair did not specify you as an alternate. And neither did anyone else.
I am the
secretary. You can't just come into a meeting and assume power and expect it to...
Point of order?
Go ahead, Coleman.
I don't see that it's so far out that the secretary would assume the reins of a meeting. We want to keep the meetings going. We don't want to disable our committee by not meeting.
It's not in Roberts.
What?
It's not in our rules, and it's not in Roberts.
What is not in our rules?
For the chair to assume the powers of, or for the secretary.
Isn't it kind of common sense, Hank? You're a little group of people. Someone says, okay, now you do this, you do that. Children in the playground do that, Hank.
Not just to walk in the room and say, I am
children in a playground do that. It's not
genius
work here.
And we're not children on a playground, lady.
Yes, you are. It is a playground with rules. It is a playground with rules. That's what this ought to be.
Do you support the rules or don't you? That's what it boils down to.
You know, you can't even interpret the rules. What are you talking about?
I'm not interpreting. They're not in there.
Okay, so they're not in there. That's
Giselle has a point of information.
I was under assumption that I had made a motion that Kim Coffin be the chair for tonight's meeting.
There's a previous motion on the floor.
Right.
Well, then how you, Hank? You're the one that set that up. Was it it's a non-fulfilling kind of thing? You know, if we're going to get this done.
I didn't
done,
put the motion on the floor. I didn't put either of these motions.
Well,
but
if we have to set who is chair first, then it makes sense.
Well,
that we
let's
do
decide
that
who is chair first, but let's do it by some rules, not just because Kim wants to be the chair.
Let's have a vote then.
And Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Good Lord, but let's also open it for nominations if we're going to elect.
You haven't been called on, Jose Luis. Go ahead.
Neither have you.
So I'm reading the bylaws, Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 5, Meetings and Actions of the Committee. And the second to the last sentence says, any committee member shall have the right to place a matter on the agenda for discussion by the committee. The board may adopt additional rules for the government of any committee that are not inconsistent with the provisions of these bylaws. So
it goes on anyway.
Where would I like it placed? I would like it placed after the additional meeting, September 8th, 9th, or 10th.
Is anybody else? Well, okay, we can vote on that.
Actually, you don't have to vote. He just read you the rule saying you didn't have to vote on it. It says that any member can place one on there.
But it also people can vote on it whether they want to.
That's not in there.
It says
it's a committee.
Point of order, Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes, Jose Luis.
So I'm just going to. This is. Reads mandatory. It says any committee member shall. It says shall, not might, may, but it says any committee member shall have the right to place a matter on the agenda for discussion by the committee.
Please send that to us?
I have a point of information, please, Janet.
Go ahead.
What is the answer to that? How does the answer to that question help us? What is in it to recreate this?
It just means the thing goes on the agenda.
Existing as a committee.
That's all it means is that it goes on the agenda.
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
I have a substitute motion. I would like to move that the material that Member Fuentes brought be placed after the Survey Monkey item at the end of the agenda, not at the beginning of the agenda. That's my substitute.
Who's that? Whose motion?
That's a substitute motion that Mr. Fuentes' stuff be added at the end of the agenda, not at the beginning of the agenda.
All right. So, Jose Luis Fuentes. For a stack.
Go ahead.
And case for the stack.
I move to divide the two. One, I can see number two. What are the limitations of this committee decision being put after the Survey Monkey? Whatever decisions we make, we should decide what limitations they have or not. But the first one, number one, should be stay where it is.
Say that again, please.
So there's two things I wanted the agenda. One was, what is the mandate of this committee and its source? I would like that one placed after the September 8th, 9th, or 10th additional meetings. The second part is, what are the limitations of this committee's decision? That I agree with Director Uzel that it should be placed after the Survey Monkey.
Okay.
I have a motion that they both be placed at the end.
Second the motion.
Janet K.
Go ahead.
I have a suggestion. First of all, the two items that Jose Luis wanted on the agenda, can we vote? I don't think we have to vote on those. I think what we have to do is vote on just their placement. So can we vote one at a time, maybe, about the placement of each one?
I'm okay with that.
I have a motion on the floor that they both be placed at the end of the agenda, and I would like to see a vote on that motion.
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Go ahead.
So, you know, I hear what Mr. Uzel is saying, and I appreciate what he's saying, but I just sent around Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 1, Committees of the Board, which lay out what powers these committees have. And to the extent that, I mean, it says, the first paragraph says, any such committee shall have only such authority as provided by resolution of the board, and no committee may, without full board review and approval, do a bunch of items. I have not seen a resolution by the board telling this committee what its mandate is. And I hear that, yes, things were done whenever a few years ago with the executive director, and it was, and this committee was...
Point of order, Madam Chair.
I have not seen the resolution for this committee.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Richard.
I'm not done yet.
The member is arguing his issue. We're trying to set the agenda. Let's set the agenda. If he has something to put on there, we put it where we want to put it. And my motion
is discussing it.
Put it at the end of the agenda. And I ask that we vote on the motion.
Well, your motion comes after his, so.
Thank you. Haven't been called on.
No,
you know
it does not. It's a substitute to his motion.
Up.
It's a substitute to his motion. It comes right now.
Ah, well, that's fine then.
Let's do it.
First, we have to have the discussion on it. Why do you want it at the end versus having the committee understand its mandate before we take further action?
Because I think this is
a
waste
of
time.
There's a lot of new people here.
I think it's done on purpose to waste time. And I don't think we ought to, you know, I
well,
think if everybody here wants
and
to waste
done with it by
if
now.
Everybody here wants to waste that time, fine. We'll vote to waste it. But if we don't, we'll vote to put it at the end, and we'll waste time at the end rather than at the beginning of the meeting.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes, point of information.
Yes, Jose. Luis.
Is anyone on this committee been on a previous personnel committee?
I have.
And was there a resolution by the board for...
Hello, I have been. I was on the personnel committee last year, and I have been on a number of serious personnel committees at WBAI.
Okay. And was there a resolution of the board?
Nope.
That you folks have that you can send us? I mean, there has to be some
That's
resolution.
That's like saying, oh, I have a question about nothing. You have to invent
no,
what something is.
Point of order.
That's like, oh, does this exist in the landscape or not? Who's yelling point of order?
Point of order. Point of order. Can we please have some order here? Go ahead, Serene.
Not only are people speaking repeatedly without being recognized,
yes.
But no member has a right to disparage another. If you don't have the answer to the question, be quiet.
Thank you. That's not a point of order, but...
It certainly is.
No, it isn't.
Disparaging someone is always out of order. Speaking without being recognized is always out of order. It has happened millions of times in the past 10 minutes. Right.
Guys ought to all live in England with big
rocks under
your neck.
I'd like to put myself on the stack. And I would like to ask, do people understand we are in the middle of a search for a new executive director? Ads have been placed. We have a limited amount of time in which to do this work. Money has been spent on these ads. And
do you have any reviews to do tonight?
Excuse me, Hank.
Do you have any reviews
finished.
To do tonight?
I am not finished. And therefore, I'm just asking, is the intent, I don't want to deal with intentions. We are in the middle of a personnel search for an executive director. Ads have been placed. Money has been spent. I think we need to deal with the business of this instead of not, because we're going to ruin this search if we don't deal with the business.
Point of order.
We were given this mandate by the IED. She appointed Janice to chair this group. Now, you can yell and scream all you like, but there's an enormous precedent for a secretary to assume the role of chair if chair's ill.
Well,
heaven knows
fire,
our own IED certainly gives up the chair on a regular basis for who knows what reason. So we have a reason.
The alternate chair.
Who is the representative?
I don't know.
Hank wasn't called on. Janet, okay, you've spoken with your point of order. Yes, Jose.
That is my point of order.
Thank you.
I take to heart what Director Kaufman is saying, but I'm very concerned that we are wasting money because this committee is placing ads that haven't been authorized by the board and conflicts with other things that the chair is doing, and we're going to be, and dates are being set for the executive director deadline by Pacifica with one date. This committee is setting a different date unilaterally, and it's all discoordinated, causing a lot of confusion and chaos in Pacifica because this committee, its chair, and other members of this committee are unilaterally taking action without approval from the PMB or even this committee.
This is
costing us money.
Okay.
How much money?
This is Kim. If anybody wants to be on before me, they can. Otherwise,
I'll go after you.
We approved these ads. We approved everything last month. In my opinion, it is the IED who is taking action unapproved, unknown by this committee. This committee has been tasked with this job of a search. We're not breaking any precedent by doing this. It has been done repeatedly by personnel committees at the national level, at all stations, and that is what the PNB is tasked with, to do these search committees.
Okay.
It is not management. Management should be not involved in a search committee to replace management's job. Okay, that's a complete conflict of interest.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Janet Coleman was next.
I pass. Please come back to me.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jose Luis.
Okay, I'm just going to read again. Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors. And it says, any such committee shall have only such authority as provided by resolution of the board, and no committee may, without full board review and approval, H, incur any indebtedness or borrow money on behalf of the foundation, approve any action which under approve any action which under California Nonprofit Public Benefit Corporation Law or these bylaws also requires the approval of members or the delegates. We cannot be making decisions to place ads without the full board review and approval. We need full board review and approval to place any ad
Okay, my turn again.
I have a point of order, and that's completely without precedent.
It's in the rules. I'm reading.
Not in the rules.
Committees have been placing ads forever. I have done it on several search committees. Not only that, but the IED did approve this expense, okay?
Yeah. The
Janet
board
has
to approve
it.
The board has nothing
to do with this. This is the personnel committee, and we approved it, and the IED approved it, and
The IED is not who has authority to approve it. Doesn't matter.
Been placing ads as long as there have been search committees.
Okay. Kim, this is the problem. It says with full board review and
not
approval,
IED.
Not with Kim's full review and approval or the
or
chair Wilkinson's. It's the
Janet K. Stack, please.
Janet, point C again,
information.
Stack.
Point of information.
Why are we doing this?
Point of information, Richard.
Go ahead, Richard.
If I understand, isn't part of the budget for this year $4,000 to place these ads?
Correct.
Well, why was that? That's approval of the board, okay. And this is the authority of this committee. It's been done this way, and you know, I'm sure you can go find those policy things that you're looking for. You know that when the personnel committee first got started, that probably there was some kind of mandate from the PNB, but the board has approved $4,000 to put place
right.
These ads.
Serene for the staff.
But not by this committee.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
It doesn't say that anywhere in the budget at all.
I don't have that.
You don't have it because it's not there.
Well, there were letters of agreement between Kim and the chair of the committee. I mean, not Kim, Margie. Obviously.
Margie authorized Janet to place those ads for the amount that she placed them for.
Point of order, Janet K. We approved them last month.
Last meeting. Go ahead, Janet K. Go ahead.
Ooh. Well, I mean, I had asked to be on the stack, but
I'm sorry.
Now I'm saying point of order because people are just calling out.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
Because there's no chair.
So who is next on the stack?
You are.
Okay.
And
so
hello,
may I speak without
No, that's fine. Janet, I'm sorry. She didn't apparently hear you. I'm wondering whether she heard me.
No, I did not, Serena. I'll put you on after Janet.
Thanks.
Okay. So the question of what is the mandate of this committee and its source, I think, should have been discussed in the very first meeting of this committee, which it wasn't. I think I might have missed the first meeting, but I doubt if it was discussed. And so it should be very short and simple. I have a feeling that the source might not be available, but it's something that I think this committee needs to understand. I don't agree necessarily with Jose Luis's example of the ad placement being, well, in any case, what he had said about the ad being an issue of whether that's part of the mandate of this committee. I think it should be a more general discussion or just a statement or some understanding among the members of this committee about what its mandate is.
Okay, Serene?
I want to suggest that this meeting be adjourned. I've only been on the call for, I think, maybe about 15 or 20 minutes. And I don't know what time you guys... Oh, actually, for almost half an hour, I don't know what time you guys started, but it seems to me that this call, for which listeners are paying, is a horrible waste of money. Nothing is getting accomplished. The call was supposed to start at 8:30. I assume you guys started close to that. It's now 9:27 in New York. The committee, the definition of the committee, the scope of its work, is apparently unknown. The issue of whether the committee has a right to, and therefore, whether the committee has a right to make decisions as opposed to recommendations to the PNB, which would then approve certain directions, is apparently unknown. And as such, it's a horrible waste of time. It's a waste of listener money in terms of the call and human energy in terms of what's been happening here. I want to, you know, the PMB meets next week. I think one of the things that should be high on the agenda, and it would be great if you could all support that, is to clarify what the committee is supposed to do. Jose Luis asked a question about being on previous PMB.
Excuse me, Serene, but you just called for an adjournment. Was that a motion? We can vote on that.
An adjournment, except that she has to speak until she's tired.
Right. So either you're calling for an adjournment,
Tim Kaufman, you're pretending to be chair. It was inappropriate for Janet Coleman to interrupt me. It was even more inappropriate for you, as a supposedly neutral party, to agree with her disparaging comment.
I didn't even hear what she said. I independently. Are you making a motion to adjourn, or are you arguing?
It's a motion to adjourn and an explanation of why we should adjourn.
All right.
We're wasting people's time and money.
We don't need a second, but we will take a vote. Let's see. Let me get that. Okay, this is a motion to adjourn. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Deanna Coleman.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman. No. Lizette King. Lizette King. Deanna Coburn.
Abstain.
Hank Lam.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
Abstain.
All right, so we're going to adjourn.
Good night.
Wait.